Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
Great. Thank you, Lisa, for playing that. So today, this panel will be about finding balance, or what happens if there isn't balance in the masculine and feminine, and how does that show up in relationship? I have with me a bunch of really wonderful teachers and humans that have been busy exploring this for quite some time. I'm here with Lion Galban, Ramya Jade, Chantal Raven, Erin Kleinemann, and Megan Lambert. And myself, Christina Dorr. Obviously, I'm managing the intimacy and relationship channel, so it's a topic that I'm personally fascinated by. Why the masculine and feminine, though? That has a personal background for me, and finding an internal balance for me has massively helped me in my own relationship life, whether that's relationships to intimate partners, lovers, or professionally. And I found a lot of the time we can bring it back down to an imbalance of these polarities or these, it's a system that works in the duality, and ideally we'll bring it back into unity. But just as a note up front, it's also a model. So this can help you understand and work with various qualities within yourself and within the dynamic of a relationship, for instance. So just to say that, like any other model, this is just something that helps us dive in and understand. And we'll also look at something more concrete later that explains that. Myself, I always shied away from my internal feminine, for instance, or my feminine side, my yin, because I got certain feedback when I was a teenager. And I think a lot of women especially might relate, unwanted attention when I was growing up sexually and so on and so forth. And I was like, I don't like that. So I dropped way more into my own masculine side, doing martial arts, all sorts of practices that then would reinforce that for a long time. And I also had a reaction to the so-called, what I call the immature expressions of the feminine. So rejecting that, I was unfortunately falling into rejecting the entirety of feminine expression. And it took me quite a while into my mid-20s to reintegrate that, to feel comfortable amongst women, to feel comfortable to embrace my inner feminine. And that also showed up in my relationships. And that's what I want to offer today. So whoever I attracted or was attracted by kind of depended on that. And it caused some struggle and conflict sometimes within the relationships I had. So today, I really want to look at how to find that internal balance of masculine and feminine. And I'll ask some of these wonderful panelists here with me to share some of their practices and experiential approaches that are really embodied and help you embody that in yourself and then hopefully also in your relationship. And we'll touch on what happens when there's an unhealthy, immature expression of these and how does that maybe play out. And maybe some of you will find themselves within that and are like, oh, that's why. So this panel is really hopefully giving you practical advice and guidance. Also to the panelists, I would love to keep it somewhat more of the feminine flow of feeling when you've shared something and it reaches that endpoint of your sharing, and also really encourage self-responsibility and responsibility for the group to be like, can we maybe give us a wave if we feel like, oh, we can move on or someone else would like to add something. But right now, I'd actually love to hear from each of you, and maybe we can keep it to a minute, just not to fall too much into the talking. Why is this topic particularly important or relevant in your opinion or experience? And maybe I'll start with Line, because you're popping up on my window first here.
Thank you for having me. I believe why this is important for me is any part of us that is not expressed fully starts to control us. And so it is through the suppression of anything that we see a toxic expression of it. So if you suppress someone's anger, then they have road rage. If you suppress someone's sexuality, then they become a deviant. If you suppress your feminine, then she comes out in toxic ways, the victim and manipulator. If you suppress your masculine, then he becomes a manipulator, or he starts taking in a way that's unhealthy and causing damage. And so I believe that the full integration of each one of these aspects into us creates a healthy expression of them, where we can create harmony in our connection to ourselves and other people.
Thank you so much. Ramya, would you like to go next?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to my mind is the integration of this relationship within ourselves, which is made up of so many different parts, but our formative relationships with our mother and our father and our relationship to these masculine and feminine dynamics within us, if we don't actually create a dialogue, and that's something I'd love to bring through in this session today, a dialogue of how to relate and how to actually interact, and rather than one part being dominant and the other part being more dormant, how do they actually work together? And in my personal experience, I've had a very feminine kind of flow in my life, and integrating my more masculine traits and finding a way for them to be in harmony and work together has meant that I've actually been able to get more into my power in my feminine, and then my masculine feels lifted up and being able to take action and serve in the world as well. So integrating them and having dialogue. Yeah.
Thank you. Would you like to go on next, Megan, and then we'll get to Chantal and Erin.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm particularly passionate about this because I think we still, the way I see it at least, we still live in a patriarchy. And so when I was growing up, I was like, oh, masculine traits of like achievement, directed, concise, more valuable than feminine traits. And so I was like, okay, I'll just become more masculine. I didn't think of it that time, but I was like, I'll just be really achievement and driven and logical and not feel my feelings. And so discovering the work of feminine and feminine embodiment changed my life. It helped me feel my emotions, my intuition, my body. And now I'm like, I want to help everyone discover that. And also the balance, like, because when my masculine was driving, it wasn't healthy either. It wasn't a healthy masculine. And so how do we bring the two into union inside of ourselves and with each other?
Great, thank you so much. And as you can already notice, just to throw this in, feminine and masculine are not gender bound. It's not about being a man or being a woman or what you identify as in that regard. It is within all of us, just to add that as well. Chantal and Erin.
So yeah, this discussion of masculine and feminine, I feel like in my own journey, I came from a maritime military background where I knew masculine directiveness, you know, certainty. And when someone brought up the conversation of, well, what is your feminine essence? I'm like, I'm not a pussy boy. I have nothing to do with wanting to be feminine. And then really in diving into the world of Tantra is what allowed me to have a deeper integration and to confront parts inside of me that I never would have been willing to at all to find that place. And then feeling actually through all those processes, finding and experiencing, not just intellectually, but a deeper like cellular change in my body that meant integration in a different way that could then meet the world in relationship as well as in business from more transparency, more vulnerability, more power that wasn't just trying to have power over, but rather power with, that could reach out into my soul's expression into the world. So I feel like the duality, it's about mastering this duality so that we can actually like live and breathe rather than trying to push and pull in our dynamics, but actually live and give from the place of our heart.
Thank you.
So yeah, everything everyone said at that conceptual level, and the feminine and the masculine, to really feel the union of that is a space of, can we breathe into the feminine space of love and devotion and feel everything fully and swim in the waves of life and flow and aliveness and terror and rage and grief and longing and bliss. And as we're swimming in those waves, can we also witness those waves and be committed to the meditative practice that is an opportune moment with life as its teacher? You know, can we watch, can we observe, can we be there with her as she's swimming, and can we listen deeply to her song? So to me, the inner union of masculine and feminine comes when the serpents, Ida and Pingala, that flow through our central channel meet in the Sushumna Nadi, in the central channel, where we find non-duality in the body and the fluidity of those waves fully felt. And at the same time, the pineal gland is open and witnessing all of that and able to really expand into a space of being fully present, fully alive, and totally fucking out of control.
Thank you, Chantal. You're already touching on a lot of, thrown in a lot of stuff that can apparently be done to balance it. And what I hear now from most of you is that we sort of tend to repress one or the other due to experiences we've had or social framing of what it means. Social framing of, like, or cultural could be as well, of what masculine qualities are and what feminine qualities are, not all of which are a mature expression of it, but rather an immature one as well. And maybe this would be a good point, because I know you have a lovely model line, because we don't only have these two feminine masculine, but there are also different expressions within the feminine and the masculine. I loved when I came across this model of, like, the dark and the light, masculine and feminine, which adds some other dimensions. And I want to bring that in. So maybe Lion would be willing to share that briefly with us.
Yeah, please. Thank you so much. I'm just going to share my screen here. And let's see if this works. Can you see that? Can you see this model in front of you right now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you can see in this quadrant here, light masculine, and this one, dark masculine. At the bottom, we have primal, which is our animal essence. And on the other side, we have the feminine, dark feminine at the bottom here, light feminine at the top, and our spiritual essence at the top. So we're not going to go into the spiritual and primal essence right now, but quickly, I want to just touch on how this works. They're in polar opposites to one another. However, they complement one another. So there are positives and weaknesses to each one. Light masculine being logic, reason, deduction, strategy. And his opposition is feeling, the challenging emotions that we typically suppress. So the light masculine doesn't really have feelings. He's more in thought. And I'm going to drop this down here and see if you can make this more clear. So he's mostly in thought. You can see in this quadrant here. Whereas the feminine is the essence of feeling, our emotions. The light feminine, who often is thought of as the queen or mother, she is the love and she is service. And her counterbalanced polar opposite is dark masculine, which would be an immature masculine dictator, somebody who has laser focus. He's more action oriented. He will push things through even at the detriment of other people. So the benefit of that is that he's disciplined and he'll help hold you in your projects and your relationship and your expression to make sure that you get what you need out of life. But without his counterpart, then he'll do it while causing damage to other people. Your empathetic awareness of other people's needs is what gives you the capacity to express the dark masculine. And if you don't have the light masculine, the space being held by logic and reason, by strategy, then your dark feminine creates chaos in her expression of her challenging emotions. And so each one of these creates a more holistic expression of each one of them. And they really are one side of the same coin, as you had said before. It is dualistic to separate any one of these away. They are each one of them already within us. And if you don't understand how they're expressing in your life, then they control your life from the shadows. And it's through exploring each one of these aspects, how are you living them in the present day moment? How are they coming through in your life that you understand how to wield them with clarity?
Thank you, Lion. And for anyone who went, oh my God, there's so much info just in this little graphic. I would like to kind of break it up a little bit and focus more on, like I said, we have the masculine, we have the feminine, and then they're within that different expressions. And you saw that archetypes can be matched to that, that might help you understand the qualities each one brings. And then again, there's that immature expression, which is the unhealthy if it's not integrated. And the metaphor I loved that one of my teachers brought was, it's like having the king, the queen, all these archetypes at the same table, and like integrating all of them to become a fully integrated and whole human being. Because otherwise, in our relationships especially, these lacks of whatever quality we have in ourselves will play out, cause conflict, cause some sort of unwanted and unhealthy and probably also unconscious conflict, lacking the word right now. I would love to hear from each one of you though, what would be examples for how this plays out in relationships when one of these four or one of these two, to keep it simple, isn't integrated and expresses in an immature way? Can you give a few examples? Is anyone like, yay, I have one straight away? Yeah, Chantal?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to address that if there's not the integration of those different aspects, then we're going to attract that in its extreme. So for me, I was very in the embodied dark masculine and the chaotic, expressive dark feminine. And I didn't have a lot of light masculine. And I like your model, Lion. However, I would add to the light masculine that it's the expansive vastness of mystical consciousness as well. And my father was an esoteric genius and a practitioner in a lot of different modalities. And he was also a quantum touch healer. So I grew up with a man who could, with a father who could heal me with his hands, who could take me into meditation when I was unwell or when something was moving for me, and into EFT practices, emotional freedom techniques. So his logic was there, his direction, his leadership, his mystical consciousness, and his capacity basically to channel God. And so what that supported in me was this ability to really trust the masculine and to really go into my feminine. However, it meant that I didn't really develop my own light masculine as strongly as the other aspects. So I was attracting men who were so mystical, so in their light masculine, that they had no dark feminine at all. Some light feminine. So it was almost like I had to feel even more of my own darkness to compensate for their lack of that. And they had to meditate even more to compensate for my lack of that. And then what happened was codependency. And I see this in a lot of couples. It's like you see a couple and you're like, yep, he's in his dark masculine primarily. She's in her light feminine primarily. They're the perfect codependent couple. When we start to work with these energies and really grow them within ourselves, then that's a game changer. And after my second marriage to a hugely mystical light masculine man, I'm like, right, I need to fucking deal with this. I need to get my light masculine on. And I went on a mission to really commit to that pathway and to commit to my yoga and my meditation. And after that, I met this amazing man who I feel like has such a beautiful spectrum of all of those archetypes. And, you know, I mean, if there was a strong polarity, it would be still the light masculine and dark feminine, but not so strongly that I'm depending on that and he's depending on that. So the way that it impacts relationships is twofold. Firstly, we attract mostly what's missing within us if we're not feeling that wholeness within ourselves. And then secondly, once we do experience that wholeness, then what what we open a portal into is two beings who are relatively whole and who can give and receive love without the push-pull dynamic that happens in relationship and the codependent struggles. So, you know, part of my passion is really supporting people to come into this wholeness. And one more thing before I complete is that for all of the listeners, I want to make very clear that Tantra is not the path to perfection. Tantra is the path to wholeness. And as Lion beautifully put it earlier on, it's like all of the parts of us that we suppress and that we judge, they're going to kick our fucking ass. So it's those parts that we need to face. We need to find out what they need. We need to fully allow them through our bodies and integrate them, not by changing them, but by transmuting them through the witnessing consciousness that says, actually, you're okay and I can love you. So that's my take.
Thank you, Chantal. And also, I want to put an invitation out to anyone who's listening. Maybe based on that, you see certain patterns in your own relationships. If you think back, who are the people that you attracted or were attracted to in particular? And maybe based on that model of the opposite sort of side of whatever it is you see most in your partners or the people you feel attracted by, that will give you an indication of where you lie within your own sort of predominant kind of home base of the masculine, feminine in its dark and light expression. And maybe you want to share even in the chat while we keep speaking, if you've had any kind of light bulbs about your own relationships. Is there someone else of you guys who would like to share how? And Megan, yes, please.
I would say for me, I grew up, as I mentioned, quite masculine. I was like, okay, I'm going to get straight A's and become the leadership consultant. And then I kept finding myself attracting men who were really like, clingy, as I felt, or weak, or seemed to have a lot of feelings about things. And I was like, why do I keep attracting men that like are very dramatic and emotional? And I'm like, and we go out to dinner and be like, all right, this is where we're going. Here's the directions. Let's go. And then I would complain, why doesn't he ever take the lead? And I think I'm not alone. A lot of the women I coach when they're starting this journey, especially like professionally successful, really ambitious, accomplished women, have that. And what I see it now as is like, I had an unintegrated feminine side. That part of me that was feeling and soft and surrendered and willing to be guided, it was not integrated. And so then I would attract men that would play that out. And because I didn't feel good about that part of me, I would eventually judge them. And so as I've integrated that and also built the relationship of like, how I feel about my own feminine. And I also want to say, I really believe it's helpful in the cultural context of like, we don't live in a culture that's particularly friendly to the feminine. In men, it's like, don't be a pussy, don't be weak. In women, it's like, be self-reliant, be sufficient, like have your goals. And that's why, yeah. So I think it's really important to integrate that part. And also lean into my edges. So now one of my edges, for example, is like, giving up control, letting someone else decide where we go to dinner and like following in the, I'm learning bachata. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna become a follower here because I already am pretty good at leading. So how can I lean into an edge and see then how it impacts my relationships? So just a quick example for any other controlling, overachieving women out there.
Great. I'm sure we can come up with a bunch of examples between just the six of us. What I would love to offer to the people dialing in and watching us, listening to us right now is the practical though. So if we could straight maybe make it more experiential and give some sort of idea of how could I now, if I'm lacking my feminine side and I don't have access to that, how could I drop deeper into that through an embodied sort of practice? And maybe we'll just throw in a couple of examples and try our best to elicit both the masculine and feminine. Does somebody in particular feel like within like 3 minutes they can give a great example of how to embody more of a feminine? Maybe Ramya, you seem to have a strong feminine. Lion, yeah, great.
Ramya, I want to give you space to speak first, though. So, but I can give an example of how we can embody each one of these in our lives and understand them more clearly, specifically and practically. But I want to give you space, sister. Do you feel like you want to talk right now?
Thanks for that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I love what everyone's been sharing and all of these pieces around the feminine and masculine. I understand just from reading the comments and knowing that this is, it can be really heady as a topic, but something that I think to really simplify this whole concept of dark, light, you know, spiritual, not spiritual, all of this stuff, just to peel it right away back to the feeling nature is our feminine. And that exists in men and women. And so something that I have noticed in working with men, taking them through embodiment with the feminine and the different archetypes of the feminine, and also with women, it's how do you actually get into your body and allow for our feeling nature to be awakened and enlivened. And if that's not something that you're familiar with, you've got judgments around, or you've been told through conditioning or society that says you shouldn't feel a certain way if you're a male body, or you should look a certain way if you're a female body, just for a moment taking and peeling that all the way back. And so I'll try my best to do this quickly, but just taking a moment just to close your eyes for those of you who are in the listening audience, whatever, wherever you are. And just peeling your way all the way back to whether you're a little boy or a little girl, right back to your innate expression, whether that's a moment of joy and just being allowed to feel that through your body, or a moment of sadness, or whatever your needs were as a child before you got told it was right or wrong. And just allowing yourself to exist, maybe even putting your hand on your body, what might it be like, even for a moment of curiosity, if I just let myself feel and be here now? And so just feeling your breath and your belly, and just to start to cultivate this relationship, to repair it a little bit, acknowledging that because you're human, because you exist, you have feelings. You have feelings. It's part of your nature. It's natural and it's beautiful. This is part of knowing what you need, knowing who you are, knowing how to have relationships. All comes back to this inner compass with yourself. And so you might even like to, in your own way, just acknowledge at the very core level, the basic level, it's okay that I'm human, that I exist and that I feel. It's natural. And then some level of loving curiosity for yourself. I wonder what it might be like to be me if I didn't have conditions or layers around my gender, my sexual preferences, around my body, and I was just allowed freely to feel. And then just taking a moment just to acknowledge the body, this beautiful body, that our feelings aren't just about the stuff that triggers us and all the stuff that makes us feel good. It's about the whole contrast, and that all of it's welcome. That we create the safety so then we can be fully who we are in the world. And thanking yourself, and then thank you, just coming back, opening your eyes. A little process of acknowledgement, and I find that even any moment during the day or whatever's going on, whether there's a trigger or whether there's stuff happening, whether you're in a relationship and there's, you know, you think that you should resolve it straight away, I find that coming back to my center and really having an acknowledgement of my humanity and that feelings are welcome, it's such a beautiful recentering. And then obviously there's other levels, and I'll leave it to the other panelists to, you know, give us some more practices, but that's a really beautiful anchoring starting place, and you can do it anytime you need. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you so much, Ramya. This was really lovely, and it just took 3 minutes. I mean, This is how easy it can be. Lion, would you like to offer?
Yes, please. So simplify this. I'm going to bring it back to that model again quickly and see if I can find this, just the polarity there. Okay. So here we go. If you can see on the feminine side here, it's all about feeling.
It doesn't come up yet for me.
Okay, I'm going to quit that then. Let's just stop that. I'm going to make it really practical and easy here. What is feminine essence? It is feeling, energy. It's the process itself. It is, and it's being focused on how the process actually feels. And you can sense that within your body. If I'm going to make a painting, the light masculine would talk about the plan. Okay, we're going to sit down at 3 o'clock. I'm going to get these colors. I'm going to paint this particular thing. Whereas the feminine is, what does it feel like as I, what am I feeling like doing? And what does it feel like as I'm doing it? So rather than the end product of the paint stroke, it is, how is that stroke actually feeling as I'm making it across the canvas and focusing on that aspect of it? And if we talk about light and dark, which is a little bit confusing for people, the light is like, I want to create beauty and I want to love what I'm doing and I want to love myself as I'm doing this. And that's my priority. And the dark feminine is, I want to feel whatever's present. I want to feel even the challenging things that sometimes people don't let me feel. And I want to express my just rawness onto this canvas. And the light masculine is like, here's our strategy, everybody. We're going to only do this for an hour because we got to get back to work. And he's kind of the eagle eye view of the entire process. Whereas the dark masculine is, I know you're not feeling like doing art, but you need to get off your ass and do this. Take your chisel and put it to that stone and hit it with your hammer. Get your fingers on that keyboard and get yourself to the easel and start creating. You've already been in your emotional flowing expression for the last 3 days. It's time to get something done. And so each one of these can be analyzed in the present moment. How am I expressing this in the totality of my expression now? So they're not just this compartmentalized thing. We are all of these. And so I can analyze my particular experience in the now moment by sensing my feelings, allowing myself to express that, appreciating what is, having some logic and reason around what's going on now, so perhaps a time frame and a strategy, and then with my dark masculine, taking action in the direction of what is supposed to be accomplished in this particular moment in my life.
Great. Nice balance to Ramya's as well. And I'm even wanting to speak to how this was delivered. Can you notice the difference in which quality of feminine and masculine they embody while they share? So Aaron, would you like to offer us something? Because you were speaking to having had that sort of conditioning onto you, like having to be a certain way. What helps you find that balance? What do you share?
I think the invitation in this moment, if we all just take a nice deep breath in, a little sound on the exhale, and just closing the eyes down. And just noticing in your surroundings right now, noticing the mind maybe wanting to figure things out, trying to understand masculine, feminine, maybe noticing the smells around you, noticing the sounds around you. Noticing your seat, your ass sitting wherever you're sitting, standing wherever you're standing, and just noticing all of that. And what if you could actually bear witness to the one who is noticing? Who is the one who is noticing? What if you were on stage right now, observing yourself on this Zoom call, observing yourself, witnessing the sound, witnessing the breath, the air, the smells. And who is that one witnessing? So all we're doing here, as we take a nice deep breath in, is becoming aware of our surroundings, witnessing without judgment. We're not upset for the wind blowing through us. We're not upset. We're not happy. We're just witnessing without judgment as it is, observing the world around us as this perfect chaos, this perfect in order of order that's always happening, that always has a rhyme, a reason, an understanding, a good, a bad, a naughty, a nice. There's always duality that exists. And can you be the one that just witnesses in that totality without needing to change anything? Nice deep breath in. Opening the eyes when you're ready. And so I bring that space of witnessing without judgment is because what I feel, what I felt in my own journey is that to simply witness the world around you, it's great. There's a part of us that wants to ascend, that wants to just kind of almost leave this body because we almost want to return to source in a way, whatever that may mean. But to have an embodied awakening means that all of this is happening simultaneous. So if I'm just become the waves and the wind, then I can forget about being the tree that's just landing there, standing strong, allowing everything around. So we have this witness, this presence, this pole that the feminine swirls around. Neither one can exist without the other. But the moment that the pole says, what are you doing? Why are you so chaotic? Why are you painting the way you're painting? Why are you creating the way you're creating? Then that moment changes that from a healthy witnessing without judgment masculine to an unhealthy wanting to change the world around you because you think something's wrong with it. Now, that doesn't mean a place where you become complacent, because inside of every one of you who's listening right now, there's an innate genius that has come to this earth to create something. But that genius cannot be applied until you master the duality of the human experience inside of you. So that duality is existing through our capacity to feel deeply, to witness purely, and then to show up from the place of where we're directly proportionate to what's alive inside of our heart. That's what turns me on the most about this level of integration. And I feel like the witnessing without judgment, that very, you could say, more light masculine way, I think is essential for all of these components to be there, because that's actually what births our capacity to see the world around and then to take action, as Lion was beautifully sharing, from that penetrative power of that darker masculine inside of us. And having an appreciation of all of it is what allows life to be created beautifully.
Thank you, Aaron. So we touched on quite a few different expressions and ways of working with this. And I just want to mention as well that awareness, or bringing awareness to this to begin with, is the foundation. Without the awareness, we don't have choice. We can't actually practice. We can't choose where we want to move towards. So thank you for that reminder as well of bringing awareness to begin with and then merging the two. I'd love to have Megan share a little embodied practice with us that helps us access that.
Yeah, let's see. I'll do a little meditation now and then I'll give you a take-home exercise to do at home. So again, we're gonna close our eyes. I find it so profound just to drop in for a minute. So close your eyes, take a deep breath. I want you to first feel your spine, the strength, the rigidity, the solidity of your spine and the way it holds you steady and strong. Take a minute to breathe that in, your solidness. Feel your bones stacking on each other. The unchanging nature, solid spine. Now take a breath to release it. I want you to continue with your eyes closed to feel the liquids in your body. The blood, the fluids, the tissues, maybe the softness of your belly. Maybe bring a little gentle movement to your spine and your shoulders, letting yourself just sway and move to be that ocean Breathe it in and bring in some softness and movement as you feel the liquids in your body. Now feel them both together, both the solidity of your spine and the soft, flowy liquids of your body, the softness of your belly. How just in your body, right here, you have that integration. You have the strong strength of the masculine in your spine and the flowy liquids of the feminine, and how it comes together inside of you right here. And that it's really just a remembering. Remembering of how all these parts of you come together. Take one more breath in. Let it out with a sound. You can open your eyes. I just like that feeling in my body because I can get really lost in like theories and but I'm like, okay, strong spine, soft fluid body. And then I'm like, that is the integration of masculine and feminine. My body has the blueprint in it. It's just remembering. So that's one exercise. A quick take-home exercise if you want to get more into your feeling nature, and it can be scary to do that. It was scary for me to feel, is I've used my masculine to help create containers for feeling. So one of my favorites is I will put on a rage song or a sad song. And for those 3 minutes of the song, I will fully go into the feeling, be like, okay, I'm angry, I'm punching a pillow, I'm raging. And then when the song's over, the container's closed and I go back into my day. And so that's a really nice way that my masculine makes space for my feminine to express. And so if you're listening and you're feeling emotions or you're feeling numb because you don't feel safe to feel emotions, try that. For just one rage song or one grief song, going into it fully.
Thank you so much, Megan. Two things I really loved that we just need to remember because it's all within. And then the practicality of that song and creating a container. Thank you so much. Chantal, do you have something that you can share with us in within like 3 minutes that might help drop into either one of the two or the four? Because we've had like two kind of bringing them both together now. If you have one you could offer.
So first I want to simplify two things that are really important to understand. One is that the feminine is intuitive. She is heart-centered and she's connected to her womb, which means that she isn't moving, she's receiving, yeah? And then the masculine is more centered in the solar plexus and the cock. And the crown or the throat. So truth, spirit, power, penetrative awareness. So I think just everyone needs to kind of feel the masculine is linear, the feminine is horizontal. The masculine is on the vertical alignment, right? And purpose is really important. Power is really important, not power over, but power in itself. And just like in a relationship, the two most important things is communication and sex. Those two are the most important things in your inner relationship, right? So is your feminine receiving pleasure? So to drop into the feminine right now, close your eyes and breathe into your body. How does she want to be touched? Does she get made love to? And to me, you can't separate the masculine and the feminine, actually. You know, it's like the soul is masculine and feminine. However, we can deliberately go into a receptive state. So right now, focus on receiving. Receive the air on your skin. Receive the emotions that are in your belly. Receive the touch from your hands. Receive the feeling of your clothes. Receive the world around you. Receive the sounds. breath, sound, and movement are the three portals into our feminine sexual essence, into our feminine primal essence, and into our feminine intuitive center, actually. So the feminine is hugely intuitive. So focus on your belly, on your womb, focus on your heart and anything that has been on your mind as a point of contention. Let the wisdom of the feminine be listened to for a moment, be felt for a moment. Ask her the question. And don't work it out. Just listen to the womb, listen to the heart. Listen to something beyond this 3D reality, this mind, into the mystery of her. And in your own time, it's so hard when you have time restrictions. In your own time, actually the thing that has completely changed my life and created union between my masculine and feminine are the two things that make our relationship amazing, which is regular sex, regular self-pleasuring, make love to yourself, and good communication. So get a pillow in front of you, put your masculine in front of it, drop into your feminine and tell him everything. Tell him everything you're feeling, everything you need, what's erupting around you. I am feeling so much longing at the moment to be with my children. I want to be with my children. I'm feeling confused. I don't know what to do. Tell me, show me, guide me, help me. And then drop into him, drop into that meditative posture. Drop into the logic, the structure, meditative awareness, and feel her and say, hey, this is where I think we need to go right now. And then say, and then get him to feel her. How does that feel? Ask her questions. The relationship that you want on the outside is not going to happen until the relationship you have on the inside is a reflection of that. All of life is projection and reflection. What relationship are you projecting into the world? So communicate between each other every day. And remember that, you know, in business and personal, that communication is going to be different. So when you're working with something in business, channel her for the intuition, for the passion, for the flow. This is where I want to go. This is how I want the business to flourish right now. This is my intuition about working with this person or that person. And let him listen to her. And then when he goes in, it's like, okay, that was a lot of visions. That was a lot of feeling. Let's get it down. What are the two most important things we need to do? Go back to her, go back and forth on the pillow. And then when it's more your personal life, an expression of feeling, an expression of needs, and then let him hold in that and go, okay, this is what we're going to do about that.
Thanks, Chantel.
You're welcome.
And I am really sorry that we only have this limited amount of time because there's so much more here we could share, all of us, I'm sure. And I know that all of you are working in this kind of respective field and working with helping people bring out one or the other, find balance. And what came through for me is it's really about our internal. It's really about finding the union of inner masculine and feminine, whatever that means. And I want to therefore address a couple of things before we wrap up. And I will, just to prepare you, be super strict, 30 seconds for each to wrap up about your top tip to embody masculine and feminine. So think about it. But I want to address one question that came up. Why is the masculine strong and the feminine soft? And can that be the other way around? And I want to caution, because we assign so many qualities to each one of them, but I would refrain from using anything that has a value judgment. So one isn't better than the other. And feminine can be strong in its very respective own way. So if you're interested to learn more about these models and this system, we'll put some resources up, and you can also check each one here present right now, their websites, their models. I think, Lion, your model is also somewhere available soon, or you're teaching that, and we'll provide all the resources. So just that as a little reminder. Then also, we've had like a taster now. It was like a mini buffet where we got these tiny little hors d'oeuvre to try and test from all these wonderful teachers. But there is so much more out there. Personally, I really love the system that Marco created as well with embodied yoga principles, which actually holds in itself the yin and the yang within loads of postures that are nothing to do with like the traditional yoga asanas, not as much at least, but they represent qualities like vulnerability or being seen and out in the world. And these fall within these yin and yang. So if you're interested, it's open source. Go check it out and play with these, because they're concrete postures. And it's all about what I loved about what some of you as well said, and Chantelle, you addressed it with. Sometimes it's just about forward or backward. And what resonates intuitively, what Megan said, we have that wisdom within us as well. And we notice a lot of flow or directiveness. They fall within either sides of this. And my encouragement is pick up a practice. Pick up a practice that could be any sort of movement practice that for you embodies and entails the qualities you want to develop in yourself. If you like directiveness, find something that offers you, could be like sword strikes. I don't know. Or if you want to pick up sensual dancing, some sort of Latin dancing that allows you to sway a lot. And it's not gender bound, but dive in, do it for a continuous period of time to really, really, really bring out these qualities. And there's not just one way. And the most important thing is how you do it, the intention behind it. So if you want to develop your inner masculine or your inner feminine, go in with that intention and really pick something that for you helps you, supports you in that. All right. The yoga practice that I mentioned was embodied yoga principles. I'll make sure to post these in a second. I wish we had half an hour more. I would love to hear from each one of you now your top tip. And would love to start with you, Lion, if you're ready to shoot.
Yeah, I just want to quickly say about the strength of the feminine versus the masculine. If you take a sword and you chop it into the water yields and it allows the sword to come through without damaging any of it. And you do that enough and that sword will disappear. Okay, and the water will cut right through a mountainside. Okay, so I don't know if feminine is less strong than a man. To me, it seems as though there's a lot of strength in being able to surrender. The thing that helped me to integrate in my masculinity in its fullness was actually dropping into my feminine. So the practical tool that I used was going to ecstatic dance, putting a piece of rose quartz in my pocket, letting my long hair down. I used to have long hair, and I let everyone lead me. And I went into my emotions and I was just like, just take me. And especially doing that with men, because if I let myself do it with a woman, it often didn't feel as though she was really in her masculine. I was just allowing myself to be soft with her. But with a man, I really felt my feminine essence with him. And what happened was my feminine went up, my masculine, boom. Okay, like I gave myself permission, because the dark masculine, he creates destruction. But when my feminine essence is more emotionally aware and sensitive, I know how to take what I want without hurting you, without causing damage in your life. So what I see is for men, the pathway to your embodied masculinity in its healthiest respect is dive into your feminine emotional expression, surrender, trust in life, stop trying to control everything all the time, let other people lead, and you'll find that your masculine comes right up with it.
Love it. Thank you so much. Ramya, I'd love to get to you next, then I'd like to go to Megan, Chantal, and then Erin to finish.
I loved that so much. And one of the things that I was feeling really strongly is this piece around that feminine quality, being able to feel in your body, also I feel it's almost like the fundamental starting place, which is that checking in and feeling, and then it's almost like the relationship and the communication can be more nuanced and connected and deepened between the masculine and the feminine. I wholeheartedly agree around having healthy masculine, allowing that feminine embodiment being a really beautiful practice, and that they work together. And so one of the pieces, yes, definitely getting into your body, putting your hands on your body and starting to let yourself breathe and feel, and that flow, that receptivity that Chantel said, it's like such a beautiful piece to start to open to your receptivity. And then you're more nuanced around negotiating. What is it that I'm feeling? What is it that I need? And working together with this active part that's like, oh, I can feel you. Oh, that's what you need. Let me take some action. And whatever the qualities are, that if you do notice yourself outsourcing, or, you know, the word codependence came up, or whatever it is, if there's somebody that you see in your life that has those qualities or those pieces that you want more of, recognizing that it's showing you some place for you to focus your own attention on and maybe get some support with. And so if you see a woman who's really strong in her feminine and really embodied in that, rather than being like, well, I don't have that, you could actually lean in and be like, how do you do that? I want to learn to actually get strong in this area that feels a little bit more maybe, you know, subdued or rejected. And the same with the masculine, you know, a really strong man in his masculine, you might be like, actually, I need that. And I want to lean in and learn from that person. This is such a gift. And this is where, you know, other teachers or people that have been on that journey are so beautiful to be able to offer that. So yeah, lean in is my suggestion. And thank you for having us today as well.
Thank you, Ramya. Great tip.
I love that. My dog came to say hi while we were doing our talk. So, and I'm just going to build on that, which is, now that you've gotten some concepts around masculine and feminine, just drop the concepts and notice who you're attracted to. And then get curious, why am I attracted to them? Who's showing up in your life and what can they teach me? Or like, if you're consistently dating the same kind of people, why? And with a lot of like gentle curiosity, because it's easy to take these concepts then and beat ourselves up like, oh, I should be more feminine, or I should be more masculine. And it's none of that. It's a gentle curiosity about who's appearing in your life and who you're attracting and what that may be reflecting on what's happening inside.
Oh God, number one.
30 seconds, Chantel. I'm bringing out some masculine here now.
The qualities of your father, give back to him everything that's not yours, that you're not wanting as part of you. Look at the qualities of your mother and do the same. Because until you break free from your conditioning, good fucking luck. So work with your conditioning. Give back to them what's theirs. Find out who you are, who your feminine is, who your masculine is, through the practices that we've taken you into. And remember to let go of what's not yours and fill that space with what it is that you're wanting to cultivate.
Boom. I would say we live in a reflective universe. That means that everything that you've attracted, the people, places, and experiences around you are forcing your growth and evolution. And do your best and let go of all the concepts we've delivered here and just show up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror and say, who the fuck am I? And can I show up in the heart, in my heart, with my love, with my care, with my generosity, compassion? And then just notice the things that are coming at you and where can you grow? Where can you grow? What's underneath that? What's underneath that? What's underneath that? And then just continue to dive into the mystery of life, because it's forever unfolding, the mystery of our existence. So we're all just along the joyride.
Thank you so, so much. I think each and every tip I can only like second. And I want to point people again to finding out more about each and everyone here and what they offer and their practices. We've posted all the website links in the chat. If you want to rewatch the session, it will be up live for 48 hours. So just dial back in. Maybe it was a bit quick and a bit much at once. Maybe you can just like have another glimpse at Lion's little model and like re-listen to some of the meditations we did. And also, if you want to know more practices, this conference is full of them. And each one here of you lovely humans have led their own individual session as well. So check out their sessions. If they're not free, consider upgrading. The library has so much to offer, and there's so many beautiful practices that will help you integrate your masculine and feminine. So we've posted all these links. Also engage on Facebook. We have a Tech Intimacy and Relationship Facebook group where we post a bunch of stuff and resources, and you're welcome to engage there and ask Lion, Ramya, Megan, Aaron, and Chantal questions, and they might respond. I think they will. And that's it from my side. If you want to join the coffee break in the breaks between sessions, you're welcome to do so. There's a link and it's also on the website. And next session up is with our lovely Kat Moyle. And she'll hopefully help you to go from headstrong to heart-centered. And I'll see you hopefully there. And thank you so much for all of you to show up and share, even though time was very limited.